Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing? Good? I must have missed that. Today we're going to be talking about faith, which came to me a little weird. Faith is such a broad topic, and somehow breaking it down didn't seem real to me, so God really blessed me with this, I think, and I'm very thankful for this, and I'm also very thankful for you Sunday in general, for everyone that's put forth effort to it. The worship band, let's give them a round of applause. Alright, just before we start, let's just pray a bit. Dear Lord, I just lift up today to you. You're just so good to us, Lord, and it's just amazing how you can make us do things that we've never thought about doing, Lord, and just make us do things that I didn't ever see and no one's seen. And I just thank you, Lord, for that, and I just pray that you just bless this service today. In your name I pray, amen. All right, today our sermon is in Hebrews 11. If you could turn there, I think it's James, it's right before James. And if you look at it with me, it's the first and second verse. It says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for." And to help you see this a little more, here's a little bit of an illustration. Anyone football fans? Who's an Eagles fan? All right. The Eagle fans, every season, have so much faith in their team, have so much faith in McNabb and Andy Reid. But every season, they don't see the outcome. And usually the outcome is the Giants take it. So that's an example of seeing and believing. But personally, the Giants are the better team, so sorry. But as I go into this, if you read more into the verse, this chapter, it talks about people that, by faith, did things for God and persevered through it. And I chose three of those. And I chose Noah and Moses as one, as two, and then Jesus as another one. We're going to start off with Noah. And a little background on Noah. God, during this time, God saw the world as corrupt. For one thing, it was, as you saw in our illustration, things weren't too good, and Noah was a righteous man, and God saw favor in Noah. And through this, God told him that he was going to destroy the earth and mankind. And you have to think, though, if you're Noah, like, wow, he's going to destroy mankind, but he's saving me. He must have saw something like, that's amazing. But then God tells him to build an ark. And this isn't just like a small ark. This is a big honking ark. Like, it's 450 feet long, it said, 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. That's a big ark. That's like Titanic right there. And Noah, and how Noah showed faith was, he actually just listened to everything God said. He was like an obedient puppy, just whatever he was told to do, he did. And he did it with full-hearted faith. And just other things. Even when his family and him were getting ridiculed, I mean, he stuck by his faith. He knew God. God was going to rescue his family and him and restore the covenant with them. And he stayed on that ark until the rain stopped and God told him to come out. And then he sacrificed a clean animal and it pleased God. And through this, God saw it as the greatest thing, that he sacrificed this animal, and it pleased him so much that he promised to never destroy mankind again, or the earth, even though he knew the hearts of men were evil. And then Noah pushed forward with his faith even beyond that, and with his family and stuff. And Noah's faith pleased God. And how many times do we stand obedient to God? That's my question. Another person I read about was Moses. And some of you might remember Moses as the baby in the basket being pushed down the Nile. Moses, a little bit about Moses was he was discovered by Pharaoh's daughter when he was pushed down the Nile. And she named him Moses. And basically years later on, after being raised in a very prestigious family, he saw a man beating on a Egyptian guard beating on a Hebrew man. So Moses killed him. And when Pharaoh found out, he was very upset and he tried to kill Moses. So Moses fled. And Moses was out in the desert for, I think, 40 years, was it? And then all of a sudden, one day, one of his sheep got lost and then he went looking for it. And what does he find? A burning bush. And he's like, wow, that bush is burning. It's kind of weird. And it's not even like burning up. But he went in there, and God came to him in that form of a burning bush. Now that's weird to me. Like if I saw that, I would be like, oh, I'm going to go this way. But God caught his attention. And basically what he told Moses was, free my people. And Moses stands there. And he's like, your people, free them? Who am I to do that? And how many times do we say, who am I? I mean, let's be honest, like, I walk through the days and, got, like, today, God's like, Sean, you should do the sermon. I'm like, who am I to do a sermon? I mean, I have no experience. I get scared getting in front of people. And I have no idea what I'm doing. But God put in our hearts that he knew that we could do this, even though we might seem not significant to that purpose. He put us here for that reason. So Noah steps even forward with his faith, going into Pharaoh. But before that, he also had a little stumble again. He was not good at speaking. And God told him, like, I am the one that made your tongue. I can help you speak. But he still doubted a little bit. So he got his brother Aaron. And they both walked into the Pharaoh. And going into Pharaoh was a big risk. I'm talking like, Pharaoh could have just killed them right on the spot. But they believed that God would protect them. And God helped them persevere. After a while, they kept showing like these miracles, like just tricks and stuff. And all of a sudden, Pharaoh finally, after my notes are a little off right now. But right after one of the things, Pharaoh let his people go. And, I mean, that's a big thing. And they were walking, and then there's this big sea, and they knew that Pharaoh was right behind him because he changed his mind. And Moses had so much faith by walking out there and putting his staff into that sea and seeing the water split, and he had so much faith in God that he would rescue them from the Egyptians. And I mean, the result of this was he freed those people. And that's awesome. I mean, he got them to the Holy Land. Moses never got there, but he got his people to the Holy Land, and they were rewarded by God. And then my last person is Jesus Christ. And this is what faith should be like. A lot of you guys perceive Jesus as this perfect, never going to make a mistake, but he was actually human, and he actually had human emotions. He had a human heart. I mean, that's how God created him. And just something before he went onto the cross, when he was in the garden praying, it was from Luke 22:42. It says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done." He was fearful. I mean, even though he didn't want to go through that, God put him on the earth to do that, and he said through his will he would do it. God's will alone, he will persevere through it. And then he sent an angel down to strengthen him, and he walked through that. And also, I found something interesting about Jesus. Not only did he have faith in himself, he had faith in us. To go on a cross is a pretty big thing, and looking at us, like the people, they were corrupt. They wanted him dead, for one thing, and he was a perfect man, but God had faith in mankind, which seems like a weird thing, but it's true. He has faith in us. That's why he died and saved us from sin. And I just think that's a big point that we should look at. Jesus is the one that shows us that going through with your faith and persevering brings great things. And later on, his disciples went out and preached about this, and it was, I mean, a lot of them were killed for what they preached. And I mean, all the time, there's sacrifices in faith. You're going to be humiliated sometimes. You're going to not like doing what you're doing, but it's a part of faith. It actually says in the Bible, somewhere in the gospel, that the world will hate you because of me. And that is true. The world will hate us. And it's just a fact of life. And but God will help us persevere. And God is good, guys. And I see him helping us all the way. And also, just like people of faith now, we have missionaries out there, prayer groups, musicians and writers all stepping out. That's what we need to do. If you have a calling, I recommend just really stepping out with it, to take your faith and persevere with it. Through all these guys, they all persevered, and they were fine. I mean, yes, some people die through it, but there's a better place after this life, and that's heaven. And my challenge to you guys is just to have faith in God, to know what's in store, and to be obedient to God, to not fear, but to have faith. For God is good, and I wouldn't be up here, personally, if I didn't have faith in God. And I think God is good, and there's a lot of things that we have in store for us. And I believe this church is a church of prayer, and we have such hearts for that. And God's going to put faith in our hearts, and he's going to talk to us in prayer. And just to end the service, I have a little song. Some of you might know this band, U2. I'm not sure if you all do. It's maybe not. But this song's about a mother's love for a child, but also it shows faith in this child. This child had a disease where he couldn't move his neck, and this mom put so much faith in this drug that they were making, and just in the end, this boy was pretty much healed. He could move his neck, and he was pretty much paralyzed most of his life. So this is just a little example, and just now I just want you guys to pray. Just have faith, because this church can do so much. God has so much faith in us, and I just want you to pray a lot for this church, and just for finances, and just for anything at all, because prayer is just as powerful as it is powerful. It is the most powerful weapon in the world. So I just want you guys to take time and pray a little bit, and that's pretty much it. You can still probably make McDonald's. I'm not sure. Thank you.
I want a trip inside your head. Spend the day there. The things you haven't said, and see what you might see. I want wanna hear you when you call. Do you feel anything at all? I wanna see your thoughts take shape and we'll cry.
Now the worship team can come up. Are you guys still? Yeah. Thank you, by the way. I was really nervous, so thank you for being so attentive.